boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I was at the gym today, and I think I saw the world's biggest nightmare.
At the gym?
Yeah.
Like your biggest gym nightmare?
Well, it's not I wouldn't say it's like a gym nightmare. No, you know at the gym they have like the TVs on and stuff?
Yeah, with no volume, which is very frustrating.
I know, it's so frustrating. Well, I was watching one of the TVs while I was on the treadmill, and Good Morning America was on. And they're always talking, and I can't understand what they're saying, because again, they don't have volume on.
Right.
But I could tell what they were talking about during this one bit, which they were talking about the fashion trends for 2024. And I could tell because they would bring out models, and then they would show like different types of things on the TV.
Okay.
So here's some of the predictions and the things they said are going to be popular in 2024 for like fashion and stuff. So one of those things is they predict grandpa fashion.
Yeah, into it. Love it.
I knew you would be.
I already dress like a grandpa.
You do. Actually, you do.
Yeah. You know, like big baggy jeans, dad shoes, and like a hoodie. Yeah, that's what my grandpa wears. That's what I wear.
Spot on. And they had somebody come out. She looked like a grandpa just by what she was wearing. I mean, it was spot on.
I love it.
Grandpa fashion is in for 2024. Another thing that they had mentioned, bows.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I'm wearing a bow today in my hair, because I was like, if Good Morning America tells me it's in, I'm going to wear it, of course.
I am into it because it's like, oh, my gosh, I loved bows when I was like in middle school. However, I do think the people on TikTok are taking a little far. They're tying bows on like everything. Like I have seen people put it on like toilet paper rolls.
Oh, yeah, no, see, decor. That's too much.
That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, I think it's cute. Just like maybe don't put it on toilet paper and stuff. Yeah,
they were showing it like on dresses, on shoes, accessories. I mean, bows are in for 2024. Anywhere that you can have a bow on it, put a bow on it.
Love it.
The other thing that they said that is going to be huge for 2024 for fashion is Y2K is coming back. Small handbags, tight clothing. With that comes low-rise jeans. And that's how I feel about it.
I do feel, I mean, we saw this coming, right?
No. I don't want it to.
It's been a long time coming. I will say, low-rise, like almost butt-crack jeans, I'm not into that. However,
I'm not into any low-rise jeans.
When I cleaned out my closet the other day, I tried on a pair of jeans that, I don't know, I've had for a couple years that are like super high-rise. And I gotta say, those were not cute on me anymore. So am I willing to go further down the rise? Sure. But low rise like Britney Spears? No, thank you.
I do remember rocking low rise back in like middle school. And yeah, you bend over and everything's hanging out.
Whale Tail City is what I'm saying. I guess that is probably coming back too. I don't know.
What, the thong?
Well, yeah, I feel like if you are wearing that low rise of jeans, you are risking it whether you are doing it on purpose or not.
Can we skip to 2025?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what's fashionable then.
Let's hope they bring back Crocs and gaucho pants.
Why don't you hop on that a little early? I'll leave that one to you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you remember back in like high school, even middle school days, that you would have a group of friends and you would kind of have like your the guy friends that would go with your girlfriends, and you'd always wonder like, which one of them has a crush on me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that still happens to you now, but there is a test going viral on TikTok of all places that is supposedly supposed to reveal which girl that boy has a crush on in your friend group. And it's called the mirror trend. So
we have to kidnap Justin Timberlake.
What?
We got to kidnap him?
No, that's just the sound that people use. Because, you know, it's a lovey-dovey song, but that's the sound. So what these girls are doing, and they do look like they're like high school age, but I would be curious if you were older and had like guys in your friend group, if you tried this. So basically these girls are setting up their camera and they have at least two of them, if not more, your girlfriend group, and there's a boy who stands in the back center.
Mm-hmm.
None of the girls are looking at him. They're just looking at the camera, and then Mirrors by Justin Timberlake plays. They all turn and look at him at the same time, and supposedly, the theory is, whoever he looks at first is the girl that he likes.
I've been seeing this on my For You page.
It's interesting because I watched a couple, because at first I was like, this is dumb. Like, there's no way there's any science to this. But I kept noticing these guys would pick the first girl and then they'd look around and then they always go back to the first girl and look mm-hmm. at her again. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious.
No, and even if you switch the roles or whatever, and if it was me versus guys, I know I would do the exact same thing.
Because I think, well, it could be that you like them, or maybe it's the person you're most comfortable with.
No, 100%.
Because I think if I was in a group of guys, I would immediately look at whoever I was closest with, because mm-hmm. I would be freaked out.
Yeah. And when you have a crush on someone, you're always just kind of knowing where they're at all times.
Yes.
So I think for me, it would be dead on. If you put me in the room and had all these guys turn around, you would know who I liked the most.
I am hacking your Hinge account and I am contacting all the men.
No, don't you dare.
So that we can find out who the strongest suitor is.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So I need your help.
Okay.
yeah, whatever. I need help opening a private investigation.
I am great at this. I have done this for many friends. I watch a lot of true crime. I feel like my research abilities are there.
Okay, great. I might need you to be like a pretend FBI agent or something, because I need help finding somebody.
Okay.
Which sounds creepy when you think about it. But let me tell you, let me give you the background story so then I can explain like what's going on. So I matched this guy on Hinge, I would say 2-3 months ago. It was a really, really long time ago. And like one of the first matches I had. And we had talked a little bit on the app, and then we got off the app. And since then, we've just been Snapchat buddies is what I would say.
Okay.
And honestly, I don't think we ever have any intentions of ever meeting each other. He doesn't live here.
Oh, and you've never gone on a date or
never
anything.
Gone on a date or anything. He lives a couple hours from here. I don't think he has any intentions on meeting me. I don't really have any intentions on meeting him. Like, we just...
So what do you do then?
We just Snapchat each other. I consider us conversation buddies is what I consider us. So here's how a typical day goes, because it's the exact same copy and paste every single day. So he usually wakes up before me. He wakes up around like 5 a.m. from what I can tell on Snapchat. He sends me a good morning selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up around
7. In bed?
No.
Okay, just wondering.
Well, sometimes, but not all the time.
Okay.
Then I send him back a good morning selfie around...
In bed?
No, because I look like a rat in bed. You do not want to see that.
I'm asking the important questions.
So I usually send one, and then it's a how are you? And then I respond and I ask him. Then it's how is work? I respond and then I ask him. Then it's quiet for several hours.
Mm.
Then usually right around when our show starts, around 3 o'clock, is when he gets off of work.
Mm.
So he'll send me a Snapchat saying, off of work, had a great day. That's you. And I usually
he has a great day every day.
Some days
he's a liar, first of all. Nobody has a great day every day. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I respond to it. Sometimes I don't. And then, again, it's dead for several hours. And then later on in the night, around 8-9 o'clock at night, it's what are you doing? And I respond, which is either I'm in bed because I'm an old lady and I like to get to bed early, or it's I'm watching TV. And then he's usually playing video games. And then it's a good night Snapchat. That's okay. Our messages copy and pasted every single day. There's nothing more. It is literally just friends who Snapchat each other.
Okay.
He didn't Snapchat me one day. And I was like, this is weird. So then I Snapchatted him and I'm like, where's my good morning Snapchat? Like, this is just weird.
Mm.
It's been 4 days. The Snapchat has not been opened mm-hmm. at all. So I'm thinking, here's a couple things. Either he has blocked me, he's ignoring me, he's dead. That's all I got. Or he's dead. I'm just afraid he's dead. That's what I'm kind of thinking right now.
Well, okay. So you have the same conversation every single day.
It's copy and pasted every single day.
But
I look forward to it.
Have you considered that, I don't know, maybe he found a girlfriend?
That was another thing I had thought about, and that maybe he's being... respectful, which I would appreciate that he'd do that.
But, you know, he could be like, hey, really good, and I've enjoyed our chats, but just so you know, like, I'm in a relationship.
That's what I would hope he would do.
Would you, if you got a boyfriend, would you continue to have a Snapchat buddy? Is that cheating? I don't know.
I guess I didn't even think about that. No, I probably wouldn't, although we were never flirtatious. We were literally just conversation buddies.
That would be I hope he's not dead.
That's what I'm hoping for.
We're going to find you, buddy.
But I need an FBI agent because I don't know what happened to him. I'm fine if we don't chat anymore, but I'm just like, is everything okay? It's been 4 days. What happened?
I bet he's been cuddled up to his new chick the entire time.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
My favorite thing about being a girl is being a part-time private investigator on the side. And that is, I feel like as women, we all are like, yeah, give me a name and I'll find out where they are, who they're dating, and also where they went to elementary school, because that is the talent that we all possess.
The problem with this, though, Taylor, is that like I met this guy on Hinge, and I don't know if you know this, but on Hinge and like Bumble, people don't put their last names on there. So I only know his name is Ben, and that is all I can tell you.
Okay.
And that he was just my conversation buddy, which is fine. If he's got a girl, I'm proud of him. I'm excited for him. I just was kind of bummed that I don't have my conversation buddy anymore.
Right. He didn't even open your last message. It was like he hasn't even opened it. So it's just kind of like weird behavior.
That's why I'm like, is he dead? I don't know.
Well, I'm not encouraging anybody to download this. I've seen it on TikTok. I've seen videos of people saying that it works. Would it also probably infect your phone with viruses? Could be. I don't know. But it's called Snapdroid, okay? And basically, it's an app that you can download that will show you pretty much everything about one of your Snapchat friends' accounts. So when it pops up, you have a couple different options. The first one is that you can view their best friends list.
Oh no.
If you remember a couple years ago, that used to be public. You could click on somebody's username and you could see their top three or top five. I don't even remember what it was, but it's not public anymore, I don't think, for most people. So you would be able to see who they're Snapchatting the most. You could also view their location, even if it's off. Like I don't use Snapchat, so my little Snap ghost guy, I'm on ghost mode, so nobody has my location on there.
I only have it for my family. That is the only people who can see me on the map.
But if you used Snapdroid through somebody else's account, you would be able to see where their location is, which I think would solve this mystery probably. Well, maybe not. You don't even know where he lives.
I do know where he lives.
Okay.
He lives a couple hours from here. So I guess I could also see if he's moving, I'm assuming, right? Like if the phone is moving, then I know he's not dead.
On Snap Maps, if somebody's moving around, it puts your little Bitmoji in a car.
In a car.
It's so cute. And then the last thing, which I don't know that it's going to be something useful for the situation you're in now, but it is scary. And that is you can view their My Eyes Only folder.
What is that?
You don't know what My Eyes Only is?
No, what's that?
Okay, so on...
You're making me nervous.
What
is that?
It is... Well, clearly you don't have anything in yours because you don't know it exists. So when you're on Snapchat, you know, like, you swipe up and you can look at all your memories. So it shows what's on your camera roll. It shows you Snapchats that you've saved for yourself. If you swipe over, there's a little locked folder.
Snaps you move here can only be seen after you enter as My Eyes Only passcode. Does that mean?
It's like a safe for your Snapchats. So the only way I can tell you what's normally in there is the dirty stuff.
But is it my dirty stuff or their dirty stuff? Like, if you sent me something, could I put that in My Eyes Only?
You'd have to, like, screenshot or screen record.
But then
it.
You would know that I did that, though.
Right.
Oh, so thank God. Okay.
It's from your
not
own...
Not that I do that.
Your own memories.
I'm like, is somebody putting ugly selfies of me in their My Eyes Only? Because I sent Street Teamer Kate an ugly selfie the other day, and I really thought she was going to screenshot that, and I was terrified.
Well, download Snapdroid, and you can look in her My Eyes Only and check.
I'm terrified.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
So while I was rotting away on my bed on Saturday, scrolling through my TikTok For You page, I came across this girl who said that she took her engagement, like, diamond ring from her previous engagement and then put that diamond in her new wedding band.
Okay, so first engagement didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But she used the diamond from that ring in her wedding band in a different relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. Okay, then. So then I was like, to the comments. I want to see what people have to say.
I got
to
know what the people are saying.
And I was like, oh, they're going to dog her. No, they did not. I was shocked when I saw that a lot of people were talking about what they did with their either their engagement ring when it didn't work out or their wedding ring and what they did with it when they ended up in a divorce. Yeah. One person said that they ended up selling the ring and it bought them a brand new bed.
Nice.
That didn't have their ex in it.
Okay, that's genius.
Another person said that she ended up gifting the ring to a couple that was less fortunate who did not ever think that they would be able to get a ring.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought that was really, really cool.
Charitable. Love it.
Then I was thinking, after I'm reading all these comments of what people have done with their engagement rings or their wedding rings, I was like, should I not have given it back?
You know what? I don't know, to be honest, because I feel like that's not something anybody ever really like thinks about.
Or
I don't know.
Talks about.
I don't know anybody that's like, okay, I just got proposed to, and then immediately after I said yes, we talked about what was going to happen if this didn't work out.
No, like, you don't talk about
nobody
that.
Nobody thinks
stuff.
It's going to end that way at that time.
No. So I'm just like, okay, so if I gave the ring back, but
right.
I'm like, was I not supposed to? Like, is that not how it typically goes? So now I'm just confused on what I was supposed to do. Because right. At least from what I'm seeing in the TikTok comments, every person had kept their ring and either sold it or did something else with it. I don't know what I was supposed to do.
I don't know what I would do either, because part of you has to be like, I don't want it. Ugh,
to
bad
me,
memories.
Right, bad memories. I'm like, why would I want it? It has memories. I don't care to have those memories.
But then part of me is like, yes, queen, you sell that and you get yourself a new bed with a new man to put in it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. C102.9.
Now, I've never been married, okay? But I have been engaged. And I know I've been to a couple weddings. And I know for a fact, when you're at, like, the altar, right? And,
yeah.
And they're doing the I do's thingies. They never say, okay, and when this ends, you keep the ring and you don't. Because if they did, I would understand who gets the ring at the end of it. And they don't do that.
It's definitely not part of the vows. So because you're now, Destiny, thinking like, should I have given it back, or what even are the rules here? We've been asking what you did with your ring after the breakup. Kara, what happened with you?
I think it kind of depends on who calls it off, because if he's cheating and he's not faithful or he messes around, and yeah, keep it, do what you want with it. But if it's kind of mutual and you both just agree, I think you should give it back. Or if you're at fault, give it back.
I guess that makes sense. Like, take into account, was it a messy breakup? Because I guess you probably shouldn't be petty if nothing bad happened. That's the mature thing
to say.
That's
the mature thing. You hate being mature.
I do. Gary, what do you think should happen to the ring after the breakup?
Well, I'm just telling you, 17 years in the jewelry business, if you got married, the ring is hers to keep. If you did not get married, it goes back.
Is that like jeweler's rule? Is that inside knowledge?
That's like it should be like a everybody's rule, because the engagement ring is like a proposal. It's like the starting of a contract.
What do you think should happen to the ring after a breakup? Let us know.
Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
For better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
The ring is mine, though.
Ooh. Well, no, it's not, because you gave yours back.
You know what? I thought that was the right thing to do, but then when I saw everybody talking about it on TikTok, I was like, oh, everybody keeps the engagement ring. I thought we gave it back. So that's what I did.
Right.
But I don't know if that was the right thing or the wrong thing. So I kind of need help on that one.
I think it's definitely case to case situation is what we're learning. But we're still listening to your stories. Laura, what did you do with your ring?
I took my engagement ring, my wedding band, a pair of earrings, and a necklace that had been bought for other occasions. Went to a jeweler and had a whole new ring designed, and I had a divorce ring.
I love that!
Those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Can you imagine the conversation being like, hey, I want to break up with you, and I know you're crying and suck it up, but could you hand me the ring? Like, that would be awkward.
I don't envy anybody that has been in that situation, because nobody tells you, like, okay, the engagement's over, the marriage is over. That's horrible. That's so sad. But in that moment, are you supposed to be like, okay, give it back?
Right. At what point do you give it back? How do you bring up that conversation? And like, I'm just like, do you even give it back? There's so many questions there. So many things.
And you are asking the wrong person, because I have never had a ring, so.
Except for ring pop.
Yes, and I'll keep that for myself every single time. So we've been asking you, what did you do with your ring after the breakup? Patricia, what did you do?
I feel like I got screwed. So I didn't even offer to return it, but he never asked for it. And then I ended up keeping it for about 3 years. And then I eventually just took it to a pawn shop and got money for it.
Okay. What'd you buy with the money?
I think I actually gave half of it to my dad for car repairs.
There you go. Okay. Did you ever consider... No, not really. But now in hindsight, are you like, how much would I have gotten if I took mine to the pawn shop?
I think I would have gotten a decent amount. Yeah. And I could have paid for all my crappy car.
True enough.
So that makes me a little mad.
A little post regret.
I did what I thought was the right thing to do. So I gave it back.
Okay. Natasha, you also sold your ring after the fact. What did you get for yourself?
I bought a very expensive handbag.
See,
I could have done that.
I mean, what you're missing out on?
My car being fixed and a nice handbag.
Or, I don't know, all the Post Malone merch you could ever want. I mean, the opportunities.
Meet and greets. There's so many options that could have went with that.
Darn it. Well, Rachel, what did you do with the ring after the breakup?
I actually burned it along with the marriage certificate.
You
Did you have a burn party, or did you just do it by yourself, like real ceremonial?
I did it by myself because I found out that he had been cheating on me for the whole 7 years of our relationship.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Do you feel like you're in a dating rut?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. No, not good. Bad. Good news.
Good news. What?
Good news. I have a new dating trend, I guess, that you could give a try.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Why are you in a rut? Because you feel like all of your like dating app things are the same?
Yeah.
All of the guys are the same that you're swiping on. All of the conversations are the same.
Literally goes the exact same every single time. Yes.
Okay. Enter contra dating. And that is the trend that you're going to try out. I just decided for you.
All right. Makes me nervous, though. What on earth could it be?
Well, contra dating, it sounds a lot like what it is, which is contradicting. Basically, contra dating is dating someone outside of your typical type. So if you, I don't know, look back at the last couple of months of being on dating apps, do you feel like you're swiping on guys that kind of have the same look about them?
Yes.
Or the same personality or the same interests?
100%.
Well, this says stop it. And you need to broaden your horizons and maybe branch out from what your normal type is, because you don't even know what you're missing out on because you're not giving them a chance. And that's why you're in a rut.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
And this is just overall. So like you're talking about looks and you're talking about other things as well.
Yeah, I think it could be however you want it. Because some people you ask, like, oh, what's your type? And they're going to say, I don't really have a type. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have to look elsewhere. And you're like, I keep dating jocks, or I keep dating guys who are like finance bros. Maybe I should try something else. So wherever you're finding that pattern, I guess.
Okay.
Start there. I guess it doesn't necessarily have to do.
Do you
with the
remember
looks.
My list on my phone?
Yeah. There's like 28 items on it of things that you need out of a are man.
Are you saying I should do everything the opposite of it though?
I don't think everything, because you don't want to like let your standards go out the door. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think maybe pick something that you don't feel is that important. Like if you're like, I need a man who...
Because I said I like guys who play video games.
Right.
So you're saying maybe don't find a guy who doesn't like video games?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know that I would go for like a deal breaker of like, I don't know, somebody that has completely opposing views of something that's really important to you.
Okay.
But I don't know, maybe don't be so harsh while you're swiping, because I've seen you swipe.
Whoa.
It's brutal.
What do you mean you've seen me swipe and it's brutal?
You're like, no. You scroll in and you see one thing you don't like and you're like, oh, absolutely not.
You're right. I do that. What do you think even is my type? Because I'd like to know what you think the opposite would be.
What is your type? What's it kind of nerdy?
Spot on.
Sort of nerd. Not in a bad way. I mean, it's a very endearing term. Nerdy, but also dudes who work like non-corporate jobs.
Okay. Spot on.
So maybe try something else. Sorry, kind of stupid heads that like to use Snapchat. You got to move on from that. It's terrible.
I got to find a guy who doesn't even have a cell phone.
Find a man with a flip phone, please.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You know, I woke up this morning feeling like, oh, I like for some reason feel like I need to stop for wine after work and like make sure that I have a good dinner and what is going on? And then I remembered The Bachelor premieres tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I hope it's juicy.
He's a hunk.
Joey.
Oh, my God.
Is adorable.
Yum. That's my type right there. I don't know him. I just have only seen a picture, but that's my type.
I'm excited. I do hope that he and the girls bring some drama. I'm not going to lie. The last couple seasons of The Bachelor franchise have been a little boring to me.
Yeah, we need drama. We need tears. We need slapping and yelling.
Right. I think he's going to be very sweet, but I am hoping that they bring some fiery, feisty girls. But he's a 28-year-old tennis coach.
Oh, my God. We are so meant to be.
And tonight is the first episode, which if you've ever watched the franchise, it's basically 2 hours of women getting out of the limo and having 15 seconds to make an impression on him, which is... can be really interesting.
And intimidating.
There's 32 women total, which I believe is the most they've ever had.
Wow.
I want to say that's a lot. And that's why they make them go like snapping real quick.
Dude, can you imagine going up against 31 other women and you have to stand out against 31 other women? Like you have to have something dramatic.
Because he cuts a bunch of them after the first couple of hours. So it got me thinking a little bit, Destiny. You know, I volunteered you as your friend to be a contestant on The Bachelor in a future series.
You did.
I haven't heard back. Nobody get too excited yet.
No, but I had a phone call from, wasn't it Council Bluff, Iowa? And you were like, it's not The Bachelor. Don't answer.
Absolutely not. Jesse Palmer. I know he's not in Council Bluffs. But I thought, you know, we should start training early. We need to prep now in case you get the call.
Okay.
So I was thinking, if you got to the limo night, how would you spend your, I'm going to say literally like 15 to 20 seconds talking to The Bachelor?
I guess I didn't even think about that. But I should think about it in advance.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to prepare early. So I feel like you have a couple different options because you kind of have to make it personal.
Right. I need it to be something. Most of the girls make it about them, make it about somewhere, about where they're from. Mm-hmm. So we got to narrow it down. So let's talk about where I'm from. I'm from Iowa.
Yes.
Right. So corn, something like that. Something Iowa. But if you want to be specific, I'm from... most of my life, I lived in Vinton.
Right.
But I was born here in Cedar Rapids.
Maybe a crunch berry.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could wear a perfume that smells like a crunch berry.
Ooh. maybe I just bring him a bowl of cereal with crunch berries in it.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay.
But you wouldn't have to do something from where you're from.
No, I could do something that's more about me. So maybe we could do, I'm trying to think of what's about me. I'm obsessed with Post Malone. Maybe I bring Post Malone with me. Oh my God.
That, you'd be straight to the top of the pyramid.
I know, right? I think. Maybe I put his tattoos all over me.
That I don't know about that.
No?
That might be a little bit
like always tired.
Okay.
Stay away on my face like he does.
It's really inviting.
I like Post Malone. He needs to know how obsessed I am with Post Malone.
Yeah, I feel like you can't hide that for very long.
No.
And then in the first 15 seconds of meeting him, that might be a little soon.
Yeah. So maybe we could do something with Post. I'm trying to think if there's something Post Malone related. I like tennis too, so maybe, I'm not going on this Bachelor.
Yeah, it's going to be a different Bachelor.
I don't know what he's going to be like. What else about me?
Well, you work at a radio station. That's pretty unique.
I can't bring you along.
But could you?
You would, and you would punch Jesse Palmer in the face and be like, hello, I'm here ready to fill in.
Sorry, you got to take some time off, and I am experienced.
Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
This is the first step towards the rest of your life, Destiny.
Oh my gosh, you're so cheesy.
I am just feeling a little inspired, okay? It is premiere night for The Bachelor with Joey. So cute. Can't wait. First episode's always a lot of fun because it's very fast paced. They've got 32 women that they gotta like snap through as they get out of the limo. They only have like 15 to 20 seconds to say something or do something to catch the Bachelor's attention. So I'm thinking, I applied for Destiny to be part of a future season. We might as well practice this now because I feel like you got to get it down to like a science of all of the things you want to include in that short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about some options that you could do, something based on being from Iowa, something based on loving Post Malone, something based on your job as a radio DJ. But do you have a rough draft of your,
I do actually,
your limo appearance?
Okay, so I kind of want to set this scene because I'm not going to talk right away.
Interesting choice. Okay. Am I the Bachelor right now?
Sure, if you want to be.
My name is Eddie.
Okay. So what I am going to ask the producers if I can be last, because this is only going to
big ask
work if they can make me last. I don't have to be the last, but I need to be the last in my limo.
Okay.
So they've gone through all the women and Eddie is like, okay, there should be one more. And he starts to see the limo leaving and he's like, what is going on? Like, there should be one more girl.
Okay.
And he's confused. But I'm on the other side of the limo because he should have seen me come out of the limo. He didn't see me because I was on the other
side. You've just been crouching down for the last 40 minutes?
No, I just came out through the other side of the door at some point. And on the other side of the limo, when it finally moves, he sees me and I'm holding up a boombox, aka for radio, because I work in radio. And it's kind of like in the movie, I believe it's called Say Anything. He's holding up a boombox. Okay. And to tie in Post Malone, I'm holding up the boombox and I'm playing.
Okay.
Post Malone, I like you.
Good. So you still haven't said anything?
No, I'm just holding out the boombox.
All right.
He's playing. It's playing Post Malone. I like you. And then eventually I'm going to, walk with the boombox up towards Eddie. And I'm going to say, hey, my name is Destiny. I'm from Iowa. I work in radio and I'm a big fan of Post Malone. I like him and I'm a lot. And hopefully I'm going to like him, like you just as much as I like him. Ting.
Oh God!
Did you like that?
I hated it.
I mean, but it's memorable, is it not?
It is. Can I say cringeworthy?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.